Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful here at your service, as always. Glad to be with you. Glad to continue to be with you. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to get smarter, too, because we got Joe Jaffe on the show. Joe's back. He's the president and chief interrupter, as he says, over at Crayon, the author of Life After the 32nd Spot and one of my favorite books, Flip the Funnel. He's our good friend, Joe Jaffe. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Joe, I think if I understand correctly, that today is a big day in your family.
Yes, it is. My daughter's turning 9, or she just turned 9.
Amber.
That's right.
Is 9 years old today, is that right?
That's right. It's time flies. It's unbelievable.
It's hard that you blinked your eyes and she became 9, right?
I'm telling you, every single day I feel like a little piece of me, I kind of lose that in a sense. My little baby just gets older and older.
Well, you can try putting a brick on her head, but it's not going to work. She's still going to grow up.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing I can do.
Tell Amber that we wished her a big happy birthday, a big 9th birthday wish on her birthday on the air today.
I will, Jim.
Hey, Joe, social media is something that a lot of small business owners hear about, and they know they should be doing something about it, and they're a little bit intimidated, a little bit frustrated, a little bit frightened, and a little bit afraid of it. And then sometimes when they hook up to it, when they try it out, it doesn't make a lot of sense to them. Where's the ROI in all of this? Are you seeing that out there with small business owners?
Well, you know what? I've spent the last couple of weeks on the road and with some of the world's largest companies. But I'm always telling them that really I think social media was almost made for small business owners.
No question.
But I heard
about
something
it.
This week which I really loved, which is social media helps big businesses look small and small businesses look big.
Say that again. I like that. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Joe.
Sure. Social media helps big business look or act small, and small business look or act big. And I think that's great because on one hand, it is about leveling the playing field, but I think specifically to small business, what it allows a small business owner or concern to project or to at least compete with the big players out there and demonstrate that expertise and that skill and capability, irrespective of how many stores they have or how many people work for them. You know, this is about ideas, this is about service, and this is about relationships. And small business owners can deliver and over-deliver in all three of those categories.
Well, I completely agree with you. And that's the reason why I keep talking about this, because I think social media is going to become a bigger tool, a bigger lever for small businesses, are as big a lever as the internet was when it came online back in the 90s.
Yeah, there's actually no question. And the thing is that where some people get confused is that social media today is largely digital, and there's a blur between the internet and social media. For example, when you think about a blog or Twitter or Facebook or crowdsourcing or Wikipedia, whatever the case may be, most of those still live on the internet. But, you know, even if you take the iPad and the iPhone revolution, I was saying to somebody the other day, is an application the internet anymore? Are we really talking about, is that new media? In many respects, it's all semantics. But the fact is, and I said this to a big brand the other day, I think every company needs to have three strategies right now. A traditional bricks and mortar strategy, or at least recognizing they have a store in the real world. Then there is digital, which is their digital online storefront. And then there is mobile, which is their mobile storefront. We've got to think about those three different playing fields now. physical, digital, and mobile.
I've discussed those in my writing and on the show. I've called them three universes, three parallel universes that we kind of have to live in. And it's like we put on a different hat when we move back and forth, isn't it?
It absolutely is. But there are two critical points, and I think you've just hit the nail on the head. One is our consumer doesn't differentiate or distinguish between these three universes. They live in all three, often at the same time. So we've got to be adept at being able to hop from one to the other, or allow them to jump from one to the other.
Seamlessly. And the thing is one consumer may want one and not the other two. Another one may want two and not the other one.
Right.
And another one may want all three. And we have to be able to do that seamlessly, whatever they want. And we're going to get Joe Jaffe to help us understand this even better right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. If you're starting one, if you're running one, if you're growing one, if you're getting rid of one, if you need to get rid of one, we can help you with that too. Lots of stuff there on all those topics and more at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you would like to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joe Jaffe is our guest. He's the author of Flip the Funnel, among other outstanding publications and books and videos. He does a lot of stuff in multimedia, outstanding website as well. Joe, give us that website.
My blog's website is www.jaffejuice.com. And I also have a web video show, jaffejuice.tv.
All right, so check that out. Joe, we're talking about social media. The as you know, and as I've said before, and probably when you were here, I don't like the term social media. I think it's an unfortunate term. I think it doesn't really help. It's probably a good term for individuals, for people who just want to hang out with each other online, but for a business looking for a way to make it make sense to them, I really try to get as quickly as I can to building online customer communities. And you use the contemporary, the modern social media platforms to do that. But it's all about everything we're talking about, and this is why social media, as we call it, is better for small businesses, because they're better at building communities, I think, than any large company. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, I may have said this previously on your show, that the actual phrase social media is an oxymoron, or or maybe the real morons are the people that are misusing it, because the word media is our word. Media is how we spam our prospects and consumers out there. Social is about humans connecting with other humans. To me, it's oil and water trying to come together. And
right.
And that's why, going back to what you were saying earlier about these three universes, social is the glue that actually brings them all together, humans connecting with other humans. The difference in where small businesses can make a difference is now it's, someone you bought from and someone you work with, or it's employee to employee, or employee to customer, or customer to customer. And that's where community comes into play. You can see it's a natural evolution, because once like-minded people are connected to one another, if you connect the dots and join them up and create a we, as opposed to an I or you and me, we end up with community. We end up with people that share the same passions and values and beliefs and want the same things in life. And that's a very rich place to be.
And that's and one of the things that I'm trying to get my audience to understand is that all of your customers are in one community, because you're the nexus of all of those people in your community. But inside of that umbrella community, that overarching community, there could be 200 smaller communities.
Right.
All the people who like purple of what you sell, all the people who like yellow of what you sell, those are two different communities inside of your larger community, and you can serve them and make them feel more like they're a community by thinking that way, I think. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. In fact, what you're also describing, if you think about it, is social networking. So when you look at Facebook, I mean, Facebook is a 400-500 million people that really don't have anything in common, but it's only when you break them down to the group or the fan or the page level where people almost self-organize and you know, celebrate those commonalities. By the way, you know, this idea of segmenting your customers is spot on. There absolutely are, if you take American Airlines as an example, there are marked differences between an executive platinum customer, for example, and someone who's not even a member of the program. So we absolutely want to treat people differently and also allow them to interact with each other differently.
Well, they should have a community for people who travel in the United States and almost never go overseas. They should have a community, a way of connecting with people that are global travelers like you are. And folks, this is the same thing in your own business. Regardless of what you do, think about the people who only buy from you only buy certain things. And the beauty of this, Joe, is that we have the technology now that's inexpensive or maybe even free to allow you to segment your reaching out to these people, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is that, you know, starting a community is almost free, but it's cheap relative to actually being able to grow it and sustain it and maintain it. So the barriers to entry are, for the most part, quite low. In fact, they're extremely low, which is why small businesses can compete with bigger ones. But it's the ability to stay the course and turn it into a substantial competitive differentiator that I think, you know, demonstrates the real value of community building.
But you've got to have a strategy.
And
Joe, would you please tell the audience that you can use social media to their advantage and build a strategy around it without telling people that you're going to lunch with somebody on Twitter or on Facebook? You don't have to do that stuff, do you?
Exactly. You've got to answer the all-important question, why. I just saw someone actually put together this amazing little video collage for my book. It just did it without me even knowing. And they actually said, Joe Jaffe says the social media revolution is not about Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, etc. It's a business revolution. That's the revolution. It's not a Twitter revolution. It's a fundamental revolution in terms of how we run and grow and maintain our businesses. That's where we need to be playing.
Social media is a business revolution, folks. You heard that from Joe Jaffe. That's going to be on the test, too. Be sure to write that down. Joe, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joe Jaffe is our guest. We come back, I'm going to ask Joe about video, about the TV thing online. Stay with us.
Ending, are we drawn toward the source, spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force?
This is a very fortuitous song that's bringing us back. That's Dan Fogelberg. Ladies and gentlemen, the song is The Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album. You've heard me talk about it before. It's one of the top three albums. I've been listening to music a long time. It's one of the top three albums in the world. But the song is The Nexus, and that's what Joe Jaffe and I have been talking about now for the last several minutes, is this idea of a nexus. A nexus is the connector, the glue, the connecting tissue, the hub of a wheel around which all of the sprockets and all the and the outer circle spins. You are the center of the universe of your communities, and you're the nexus. And I think you need to think of yourself that way. Joe Jaffe, what do you think?
I think, as always, you're on the money. And you know, the thing that's so interesting about when we think about being center of the universe and nucleus is that you know, I have this model that I put together, and I call it the many to many. And if you think about the traditional television, you're speaking about video, the 30-second spot, that's the one to many, the spray and pray or the shotgun approach. I like to think of the many-to-many, where just everyone is connected to everyone else, and really no one is in the middle, in a sense. The brand is not in the middle. We, the company, are not in the middle, and even our consumers aren't in the middle. It's just completely nonlinear and fluid and changing.
One of the things that we like to tease about, you know, We like to tease each other about, you know, look, it's all about me. This is all about me. And, of course, some people, it's all about them, and they're not teasing. They're serious. But I think when I think of being the nexus around, you know, as the hub of my communities, it's not, it's all around me. It's not all about me. It's all around me, and it's all about them. That's the way I like to think about it. Joe, before we go any further, folks, Joe's new book is called Flip the Funnel. It is a very important book. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep one and give one away. Joe, tell us again how they can find it.
Well, they can go to flipthefunnelnow.com, which is the book's website, and then, of course, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera.
Wherever books are sold. Joe, talk to us about video, about online video. Is this something the average small business owner should get involved in?
You know, online video, absolutely. I mean, look, let's take a step back and talk about what is video. Well, video is sight, sound, and motion. Video is the 30-second spot, and that's what the 30-second spot is. And the question is, well, if traditionally we had to pay an exorbitant amount of money to be able to be on TV, as seen on TV, well, why couldn't we today be seen on .TV? Why can't we have our own channel? And the answer is, yes, we can, because all you have to do is sign up for a channel on YouTube. So we really can be in the video game, and we can use sight, sound, and motion, which still today is the richest form of communication.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and you know, the thing that a lot of small business owners, I'd like for them to do, I'd like them to go to your blog, because you show people how to do video there. I mean, it's not a high production thing. It's you sitting there in front of a wall, making your comments. You've thrown in a little production value, but for the most part, it didn't cost you a lot of money, if any money, really, to produce your videos.
You can today get a flip camera, which costs less than $200. I mean, because there's an HD one as well, which is almost not even necessary, because still most of the world is not ready for HD from a file size standpoint. But the fact is, this tiny little flip camera that costs $140, $150 on a $20 or $30 tripod will give you the most incredible quality video, and you are literally just you plug that into your USB port, you upload it to YouTube, and guess what? You're on TV. It's as simple as that.
And the whole thing, you could do a 30-second something. You could do a minute. It doesn't have to be a full-length feature film.
You could, and you know, Google, because Google owns YouTube, Google understands and recognizes how to crawl and spider and tag.
Right.
Video, and make video just as viral as a text link.
Yep, absolutely. Joe, I've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, last thoughts, I want to just continue the video thread, which is there are vlog softwares where you can use green screen if you want to show off a little bit. Apple makes it really easy with iMovie. There are even teleprompter programs out there. You know, so take this opportunity today, you know, level the playing field as a small business owner. Flip the funnel and be David and take on Goliath, because really the time is ripe for you to do that. So I'll make those final 30 seconds about you guys listening.
Hey, that's well said, Joe. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Hope you come back real soon.
I will look forward to it.
And be sure to tell Amber we said happy birthday.
I absolutely will.
Thanks. See you later. Joe Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. After the news, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.